Kieran Fitzgerald, I have to say that the one thing I noticed about the game the last day, I thought, was the way you were enjoying yourself.
Yeah, look, any day you win an All-Ireland semi-final is nice. Look, it was a game that we prepared really hard for. We had plenty of weeks over Christmas to get ready for it. We were expecting a huge backlash from Limo. Obviously, we beat them comprehensively in the final 2 years ago, so we were expecting a huge backlash. Hence, we prepared really hard for that game, and as a result, we were back in the club final and we were looking forward to it.
Now, on the day, they often, it's a cliche saying, they covered every blade of grass, but you were corner forward at one stage, corner back at another point. You did have a great time going up and down the field.
All right, look, it's just the way the game is now. Forwards rotate and you're drifting in and drifting out. I suppose it's not by design, but things happen on the pitch. And yeah, look, if I'm up there, I'll try and contribute. But obviously my number one job is at the back and try and keep the goals out. So look, we'll be busy next Sunday week against Kilcoo trying to do that job.
And having scored the early goal, really the target then for the defence was to make sure not to concede one.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the goal at the start by Micheál Lundy was a tonic. You know, it was a great start for us and obviously rattled Nemo a bit. Our job at the back, you know, we were happy not to concede a goal the last day. But in saying that, Nemo had a few chances, Bernie had to make a few saves, and maybe on another day Kilcoo or the likes would have capitalised on that, so it's something to work on.
Now, your defence is rock solid, but the support you get really from the forwards, the work that they're doing, working back, filling in the zonal areas, it really is impressive.
Yeah, look, they were very good last day. Our middle third were super, you know, and they're huge players for us, and obviously delighted to have them going so well. They have big tests again now the next day. It's coming thick and fast. But yeah, very good the last day, and obviously if the midfield is going well, makes our job a little bit easier in the back. So long may that continue.
Now, having watched Kilcoo, they're similar in style.
Yeah, they're usually impressive. And, you know, I've watched Kilcoo down through the years, you know, on TG Carr. And while they had, this was their first Ulster Championship win, they've had huge wins in Down over the years. And, you know, I think they've clocked up five or six in a row on a few occasions as well. And well-known players, Conor Lafferty and the Brannigans and Johnsons as well. Mickey Moran as manager, massive character, you know. And you speak to anyone who has worked under him are so impressed by him and speak so highly of him. So put that package together, and from what we've seen, it's going to be a big battle.
Yeah, Mickey Moran brings enormous experience, not just with the fact that he had, you know, has been involved with Sigerson, been involved with clubs, and I think about five different counties, and brought success to most.
Yeah, look, nearly, you know, got Mayo over the line in 2006. He was with Sligo, brought them on so much. He was with Derry, like Sloch Neil, we had experience with them. He has brought something really special to Kilcoo, and they're in their first All-Ireland club final, beat Ballyboden by 3 points last Sunday. I remember we beat Vincent's in 2014, and what a hurl that was for us to beat the Dublin Championships, and they did that with relative ease last Sunday. So we're under no illusions of the battle we face on Sunday week. They're so aggressive, fit and energetic that we'll have a work it out.
Now it's 3 in a row for ye, it's 3 in a row for you as well. How hard has it been to stay in the frame with all the young lads that are chomping at the bit to get that jersey?
Yeah, look, we just want to win the next game, Kevin. They're usually competitive panel. There are loads of guys looking for spots. We're just busy trying to hang on to that jersey and put the best performance we can for Curraghfin. And if that gets us the All-Ireland title, we'll be delighted.